The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.
Been lucky enough, Dylan Buckley has joined us in the K-Rock box. Dyl, good to see you here. We are taking on the role as ambassador with Tackle Your Feelings, but not the first time you've been on K-Rock footy. A couple of times you jammed in before Carlton games when you were injured and the like, going back years ago, so you're among friends.
Yes, definitely. Thanks for having me, boys. It's obviously my favourite pre-game show. Nonetheless, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. You're here for an important reason. Talk to us about Tackle Your Feelings and coming down here today and what your role is.
Yeah, sure. Tackle Your Feelings. I'm really lucky to be an ambassador for Tackle Your Feelings, my second year, and we're down here today at the game, and you know, we've obviously got to play a really big role in this. Tackle Your Feelings is a mental health program for community football clubs, and basically we head out to local clubs all over Australia and spread the word of mental health and try and educate and you know, break the stigma of mental health in local footy clubs. We know they're such an important hub and they're such a strong pillar in the community, and if we can spread the good messages there, it really does go through the whole town.
When you become an ambassador for something, it's because you've got a connection or there's a reason why. Why did you get involved?
Yeah, I think it's a great point. I've obviously been you know, really into my mental health for a long time. I've had, you know, friends and family members that have had ups and downs, and I think that for me it's something that I'm just really intrigued in and something that I love learning about myself. I think we're silly to think that we don't have ups and downs all the time, and it's not always meant to be like that. We're meant to be happy, we're meant to be sad, but the best things about these programs is learning how to manage those feelings and learning how to understand and recognise signs of our own health.
Dylan, Jason Doherty, how are you? Nice to meet you. The connection for me is I work at Lifeline here in Geelong, and one of our great people, Jackie Riddle, is at this club at St Mary's, and you are very much in the prevention space. We love that because we don't want to be the intervention specialists all the time. Can I say to you, we always say for us, you've heard a village, it takes a village to raise a child, but we always say it takes a community to support mental health. You're so right about the community club sporting feel of being able to support individuals who, I'm sure at this club and many other clubs, you wouldn't even know that they're walking around possibly struggling with their mental health.
Oh, 100%. You're so right. And that's probably the main thing that we do when we come into footy clubs and we run these incredible workshops. And in that, you know, some people do get to share their own stories in front of the club if they do feel comfortable. And whenever we leave, we always have people coming up saying, we had no idea.
Yeah.
We had no idea that some people were feeling like this, which is awesome. And to play a small part in that is really, really special. And that's why it is so important to have a community football club and, you know, be a part of it and be across it and help to support each other.
It's important for the leaders of the club, like Yapper and a few others at the club, to know that, because you obviously come here, you know, in a capacity as, you know, support, but then they've got to deal with it as in an ongoing capacity. So it's good for them to understand too when that happens, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And credit to the teams today that we're here with Geelong West, and we help so much, and it's so good that they are actually getting us down here to do it, because that shows that they're on the right path already. And it's so important. So well done to both Dean St. Mary's as well for getting us down, because it really is an honour to be here.
We're talking with Tackle Your Feelings Ambassador Dylan Buckley. He's Matty Kershaw on K-Rock Footy.
Dylan, welcome. Is it? Do you still find, particularly with footy clubs, it's that bravado / stigma that is the hardest thing or the biggest challenge that a lot of people or clubs face? Do you think
Yeah, it's a good point. I think, look, you know, the footy clubs are very jovial. You get, you know, players from all walks of life, and some are quiet, some are loud, and there is definitely the you know, the type of person that comes in and is jovial, and unfortunately sometimes they're the ones that are struggling. But you know, mental health, it doesn't discriminate, and it's against everyone and anyone, and sometimes you can pick it, sometimes you can't. And again, that's why we come down and we spread these messages, and it's just super important.
The AFL Players Association, of course, you're an automatic member once you retire, or once you become a player and then retired, but they're playing a bit of a role in this with the Coaches Association as well?
Yeah, they are. So Tackle Your Feelings is run by, in conjunction with the AFL Coaches Association, also partners Zurich Insurance, which have been incredible, and they fund the project, which we you know, we can't thank them enough for. But as I said, the AFL Players Association have done an incredible amount for me too. So it's all the you know, great support that we get. They're all working hard together.
Yeah, absolutely. So St Mary's will wear red socks, and they are doing so. Actually, Geelong West are wearing the red in the reserves, but it's got St Mary's wearing the red in the seniors.
Blue.
No, it's going the other way. It's going the other way around. So it's blue, the lighter baby blue, as opposed to the St Mary's navy blue, and the red for Geelong West, which probably makes a bit of sense with the orange jumper. You see the Giants jumper and get pangs of
you could play
nostalgia.
This afternoon, Dylan.
No, I actually start getting some performance anxiety, to be honest. I start to sweat and get a bit nervous. But No, I'm more than happy to let them go out there today. I saw a tackle before and I said, gee, I don't know how I used to do that. And then I remembered I never did tackle. So it was pretty easy. So, no, I'm more than happy to watch.
Tackleyourfeelings.org.au is where you check out the website. But on a personal note, since you've been retired, but you were doing it before you retired, you love the conversation. Yep. You were podcasting and stuff at the clubs you're at, whether it be Carlton or the Giants, and I suspect that you knew your career was coming to a close. You had to find another avenue, and you've managed to find something you love post-footy.
Definitely, a bit like you guys. You know, if you love the sound of your own voice, it's the best job in the world, which, you know, obviously you guys do too. And, you know, to be able to do that and do it every week and connect with people and be a part of, you know, someone's life, it's incredibly, incredibly special. So I'm loving what I'm doing, podcasting, doing things like this. It's awesome.
So Dylan Friends?
Dylan Friends, List Cloggers.
Yep.
Got a new one called 200 Plus, which is for the big boys. 200 Plus. Oh, I'm not allowed on that one, but 200 Plus centimetres only. So it's the unheard ruckman, unheard voices from the tall players in the competition. They want a voice. So unfortunately, we gave them one.
You have to slow the questions down for those.
Oh, is it highly intellectual? Or?
It's not at all. It's not at all.
There's no air up there.
No, exactly right. Exactly right. So tune in if you have nothing better to do.
So Dylan Friends, it's not just footy, though, is it, Dylan Friends? You've branched out a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. All about trying to do new things and anything that interests anyone, really. But for me, you know, we had a guy on last week called Salte Salupo, and he was a young guy that had fallen down the wrong path in his life. He'd ended up in incarceration, turned his life around, and been now he's ahead of a, you know, building company, which is just stories that I love hearing, things like that. We had a guy on, probably one of my favourite ones at study, Richard Harris, who was actually the guy that went over to Thailand and saved the young 14, the 14 kids in the cave, which is an anaesthetist and a cave diver of all combinations.
Yeah.
But then, you know, a lot of footy players, a lot of mental health advocates, everything really. Yeah.
Who's your favourite?
Such a hard question. I think one that was probably my favourite that gets a little bit flies under the radar is Nick Stone, who actually was a former AFL player, played for St Kilda, Hawthorn, and it didn't work out well for him, didn't work out the way he wanted, but he went over to New York and started Bluestone Lane Cafes, which is actually going up against Starbucks now in the US. So what didn't end up working in one field, he's gone over and dominated another one, which is pretty incredible.
That is absolutely incredible. One you've walked away from that's got you thinking about your life?
I'm not even joking. One this week was incredible. I've got one dropping tomorrow with Nathan Jones. So we all, you know his story, and I think we all assume we know, you know, how he's feeling about what happened with Melbourne and missing out on the grand final. But it was honestly one of the ones where I walked off the interview going, geez, I learned a lot. I learned a lot. You know, he spoke a lot about being able to measure himself on what he thought he did versus what he did. And, you know, he thought that having that grand final would make him this incredible person, but realistically missing out on it was merely one of the best things that happened to him because it made him realise what was actually important and those sort of things. But, yeah, it's an unreal journey. We forget how bad Melbourne were. I don't know, like, at Cardinia Park at the stadium, they lost by 186 points or something. And, I forgot about that. They tanked, and you know, I think they've admitted to it. I hope they have. We spoke about that.
They have now.
Yeah. And it was a lot of pretty bad things happened in his career, and he was the brunt of all of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you ask Nathan about his return to footy with Port Arlington?
I did. Well, my uncle, actually, Jeff Miles, is the coach of Port Arlington.
Yes.
There you go. So Tay Miles is my cousin. Mitch Duncan.
Here we go.
Is my cousin-in-law.
This is the six degrees of separation in this town. This is
so,
what happens.
Yeah. So,
what do you say about playing for Port Arlington, who copped another 200-point hiding yesterday?
He didn't actually know until I told him about the win-loss ratio, but obviously I'm a big fan of Port Arlington, and we want to get back to where we belong. And
so what
sending
are the chances of Dylan Buckley then maybe on that day?
Do you know what? I do owe my uncle a lot in life, and he's a beautiful man, and I do need to help him out. But I did say to my cousin Taya, I said to Taya and Mitch, I said, when we're all done, we'll go and play together down in Port Arlington or somewhere else. You know, the Bowen Heads, it's hard. There's a lot of connections.
Joff obviously had a great stint, you know, on field and off field at Bowen Heads, and now helping Port Arlington out with Pete O'Connor with the coaching and stuff like that. I was going to ask you, Taya's hairstyles, have you thought about getting him on for a podcast?
Just having a chat about them?
You know what? I can't say much. He's got a full head of hair, and I think, you know, well,
jealous.
I'm quite jealous of it. And while you got it, you got to do what you can and
flaunt it like he is.
He is. So I don't think they look great, but I can't say much in my own. Yeah, I wear the caps a lot these days. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Dill, you're doing a pair of work in this space. Obviously, yeah, well, your podcasting is great, but the Tackle Your Feelings program that Samiri's in Geelong West obviously piloted last year is a very important one, and it allows clubs to have that ability to help their members out and be a bit of a, I suppose, an intermediary and to ensure they're getting the help that they require. Thanks for coming down today. Thanks for dropping by the K-Rock box again. Good to see you, and no doubt we'll be talking in the future when you pull on the Port Arlington jumper.
Yeah, definitely, boys. Thanks for having me. Thanks, K-Rock, for supporting Tackle Your Feelings and everything else good in the community. We appreciate it.
Great stuff, Dill.
Dylan Buckley joining us here. Tackle Your Feelings ambassador. So check out tackleyourfeelings.org.au to learn more about the Tackle Your Feelings program here as part of course, the Tackle Your Feelings rounds.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.